And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 4th of May, 2011. It's Star Wars Day, according to the Wikipedia. May 25th is the anniversary of the release of the movie, but most Star Wars fans celebrate it on May the 4th. So, may the 4th be with you. It was on this day, 1675, King Charles II of England commissioned the Royal Greenwich Observatory as the center of time and space on Earth. The prime meridian goes through Greenwich, originally marked by a brass strip and now by a green laser. The prime meridian, which marks the boundary between the eastern and the western hemispheres, and it is from Greenwich Mean Time, GMT, the clocks around the world are set. Until the establishment of GMT, each town, each country kept its own time, and of course they varied widely. The observatory building was designed by Sir Christopher Wren, the first building in Britain built specifically for a scientific purpose. It's the birthday of the father of public education, Horace Mann, born in Franklin, Massachusetts, 1796, the man who said, "Education is our only political safety. Outside of this ark, all is deluge." He was self-educated, learned by reading books at his local library. He was accepted into Brown University, graduated in 3 years, valedictorian, and in 1837, when Massachusetts created the first board of education in the country, he was appointed secretary. Inspected all the schools in the state, gave lectures, talked about the benefits of a common school education, and he spearheaded the common school movement, promising all children a basic education funded by taxes. And it's the birthday of Graham Swift, born London, 1949. Granta magazine named him one of Britain's best young novelists in 1983. Who became a writer, he said, because he was afraid of specialization. A writer is never a specialist, he said. Your field is entirely open. Your field is the entire human condition. Author of 8 novels, including Waterland and Last Orders. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Marquardt, entitled How Bad News Comes. A telephone rings like an emergency 6 times each minute in a room down the hall. I think of the one to whom bad news is coming. At the market, she touches fruit, driving home. She strums her fingers on the steering wheel. She hums with the radio and thinks of her lover, the one she's left behind or the one she will see again, remembers the soft heat of his breath, the urgency of his belly against hers. This is the way life insists on itself, his scent still on her as she reaches for the phone. Happy to catch it in mid-ring, she comes through the door, leaves her keys dangling in the lock. She leans in, unclips an earring to hear the voice on the other end saying, "I've got some bad news." Feeling in that long moment before the words come, the difference between the way it was and the way it will be, that moment before the groceries fall to the floor. How Bad News Comes, a poem by Deborah Marquardt, from her collection From Sweetness, published by Pearl Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well. Do good work. Keep in touch.